Welcome to the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. This podcast is designed to help you grow in faith and walk in the promises of God's Word. Now, let's join today's episode with our host, Tim Dumas.
Hello and welcome. I am Tim Dumas. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to continue to talk about putting on the new self. And last time I shared with you about a lady named Denise who had believed the lies that her former husband had told her, and she saw herself as a failure. But we talked about how as a new creation in Christ, the old's passed away, all things have become new, and that we are to put on that new self. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 says, "Put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness." And we talked about how Denise had believed her husband when he kept telling her that she was a failure. So she took upon that identity for herself, and she believed that's who she was. But as we worked together and we talked together and we looked to see what the Word of God said, she realized that she's not a failure, that she's actually an overcomer. And because of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, in God's eyes, she's never failed at anything. She's never failed at anything because through Christ, she had forgiveness of her sins. And not only that, but God forgives and forgets the sin to never remember it again. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. So then Denise had this journey. She had this journey she had to take where she was putting on the new self, letting go of that wrong opinion, that wrong belief that she had, and looking to the Word of God to see who God said she was, or God says she is. I should say it that way. Let me read a few scriptures here. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, "For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." Now, we've talked about before, anytime that you read the word faith, you need to realize there's a belief and an action that goes with that belief. We see that in James chapter 2. So we see here that it's through faith that we overcome the world, but there needs to be a belief with a corresponding action. So what Denise did was she started going through the scriptures to see what God said about her, and she began to say it about herself. She was putting action to what she believed. And she actually got a whole bunch of these little sticky notes and wrote down scriptures and her confession of those scriptures. And she put them all around her house. And she kept seeing them. And every time she'd see them, she'd say them. They were all around her house. So what she was doing was she was getting into the Word, allowing the Word to transform what she believed about herself and therefore transforming her. And if you remember, I told you that Denise believed that she was a failure. But as we talked about what the Scripture says and that God didn't see any sin in her because she was forgiven, and God didn't remember it. So in God's eyes, she had never done anything wrong, never failed at anything. So I said, "Well, what are you?" She says, "I'm an overcomer." And that's exactly what the Scripture says. Let's read a few more scriptures on that. John chapter 1, verse 5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." See, Denise had been walking in darkness, walking in wrong beliefs, beliefs about herself that did not line up with the truth of God's Word, with the light of God's Word. But when she started going through the scriptures, then light came in and light overcame the darkness that she was walking in. John 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." See, we are in Christ now. Jesus overcame the world, and in him we overcome. We overcome. You need to see yourself as an overcomer. You may have a wrong view of yourself today, just like Denise did. And to be honest with you, all of us to an extent have a wrong view because we need to have our mind renewed, renewed to believe what the Word of God says. Amen. Now, Romans 12:2 says this, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Part of the will of God is how you see Him and how you see yourself. Amen. Sometimes we don't think of it that way. But God has a will for you in how you see yourself. It's His will that you see yourself in light of His word, in light of His truth. And we need to do that. That's how we put on the new self. Let's go back and read that again. Ephesians 4:24, put on the new self. You do that by seeing what the word of God says you are, what God says of you through His word. And it says, put on the new self, created after the likeness of God. Think about that. You were created after His likeness. That's amazing to me. So we need to start seeing ourselves in light of God's truth. That's His will for us. We are to see ourselves the way He says that we are, what He's done for us, who He's called us to be, who He's created us to be. We need to put that on. And sometimes we won't feel like that. And sometimes it may not seem like we are what the Word of God says we are. But that's where it comes to faith. That's when faith comes in and says, this is what the Word of God says. I feel like a failure, but the Word of God says I'm an overcomer. I may feel like giving up, but the Word of God says, don't grow weary because in due season I will reap. The world might tell me, or people may tell me, that I'm not worth anything, that I'm not loved. But the Word of God tells me that I'm valuable enough that God sent His Son, and He loved me enough to send His Son to die on the cross for me. And that's what He did for you. Amen. Let me share another scripture with you. This is so important. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says, and they did overcome him. It's talking about the evil one and everything that comes along with the evil one. Wrong thoughts, all of this. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, meaning the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, where He gave Himself for us. And because of the word of their testimony. We can't miss that. It says we overcome because of the blood of the Lamb. We got to know what Jesus did for us. We got to honor that. We overcome because of that and because of the word of their testimony. There's a lot of people not overcoming because they don't know what God has done for them through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. They don't know there's a new self that they are to put on. They don't know that they are to renew their mind. They don't know that they are to add faith to it, meaning believing and acting on it. And one of the main ways that we act in faith is by our words, and it's through our words along or because of what Jesus did, and we make our words agree with what the scripture says, then we begin to overcome. You know, in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, it says, if you believe in your heart that Christ is raised from the dead, and confess it with your mouth, confess that He is Lord, you will be saved. So it's through the confessing, it's the faith, which also means there's an action with it. It's that believing in Jesus, confessing Him as Lord, there's the action that we are saved. And that's how we walk in the things of God. That's how you put on the new self. You see who God says you are. You see what the Word says about you. You confess it as true. And then you start to experience what Jesus has already actually done for you through the redemptive work. This is amazing to me. We can change. We can change, and we can be in line with God's will for how He wants us to view ourselves, what He wants us to know about ourselves, who He's created us to be as new creations in Christ. If you're a Christian, you're not a failure. You're not. If you're a Christian, you're not worthless. You're not hopeless. It may feel like that, but that's why you need to get into the Word of God to see what God says about you. You begin to put faith in it, act in faith, say it so over yourself, begin to believe it, and you start to be transformed into who God has called you to be. It's Him doing the work. You just have to give Him the opportunity to do it by agreeing with Him for who you are. Get into the Word of God to see who you are in Christ Jesus. There's a lot of scriptures that talks about in Him or through Him. We need to know these scriptures so that we apply it to our own life, and that's how we change. You don't have to continue to be the same person you've been for years and years and years. You can change and become who God's called you to be. Even if you've been a Christian for a long time, you still need to grow. Don't think you don't. You do. There's so much more that God's got for us that we've not reached yet, because we all need to grow. So let's humble ourselves. Let's look to the Word and say, God, show me through your Word who I am, and begin to put on the new self. Put it on. Put on a new identity. Put on a new belief about yourself. Put on new things that you say about yourself. And make sure they line up with God's Word. I want you to be excited about what God is wanting to do in your life. You know, sometimes we're down. Sometimes we're depressed. And it's because of how we view ourselves. View yourself. Be determined to find out what God says about you through the Scripture. And then you take hold of that view through acknowledging what Jesus has done for you through His redemptive work, the blood of the Lamb, and your testimony. And then see you begin to change and bring honor and glory to God and become more of who He's called you to be. Because you have to start to become who He's called you to be, so that you can do what He's called you to do. Amen. Let's grow. We're going to talk more about this in our next episode. Again, my name is Tim Dumas. Thank you for joining me. I do pray that you are growing in the things of God and humbling yourself so that He can move in you and through you according to His Word. Website is hopeforhealingfaithforliving.com. Until next time, may God's riches and best be with you.